Being unable to cure death, wretchedness, and ignorance, men have decided, in order to be happy, not to think about such things. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, sounds like the key to happiness is to bury your head in the sand.
John, 17th century French philosopher Pascal was reflecting on those who hold a godless outlook on life. He understood a biblical worldview. It sheds light on the subject, but to find answers, you need to be willing to ask the questions.
You've got to ask why death and suffering are a problem.
That's just it. The fact we're troubled by these things is evidence in itself. There's something wrong with this world. That's a good point to start digging for answers.
Or not, according to some atheists.
Well, many choose to live in denial. Denial of the fact that our lives have no intrinsic value. Denial of the fact life has no absolute meaning. Denial of the fact there really is no hope for the future. We need to ask the atheist, if the natural world is all there is, why doesn't this kind of world come naturally? As C.S. Lewis said, a man does not call a line crooked unless he already has an idea of a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
The fact this world seems bent and out of shape suggests this world is not the way it ought to be.
And this is not just wishful thinking. It really does seem like we were built for more than this.
Well, G.K. Chesterton and C.S. Lewis, they contemplated life from a godless perspective. It didn't fit. But that didn't discourage them. Instead, they became confident Christians, because the fact we don't fit this world is the best evidence we were made for another world.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Alec travels the globe instructing Christians on issues of Christian apologetics, and you can learn more at the website reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.